Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, that's right. And we're coming to you and broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker here and Mr.
Rob
Andy
Parker.
That's right, Andy Furman, the legendary radio broadcaster from Cincinnati, joining us here in Chris Broussard's stead. Mr.
Give me
Andy
a salami
Furman.
Submarine.
There you go.
Am I here because it's Trash Tuesday? The trash is here, so I'm here. Is that I can't figure that out.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Yeah.
No, you're not the trash. Andy Furman, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Everything's good. It's cold. It's finally thawing out a little bit. I mean, a wind chill minus 36 the other day. I haven't left the house. I haven't changed my clothes in 4 days.
I can imagine. I know. It's wet in L.A. now and a little chilly, but we had warm temperatures for Christmas, so about 80
degrees. I saw you driving with the top down. I saw the pictures.
Oh, beautiful, man. I am enjoying that new car and everything, but family's good. Everybody's good. You ready to roll today?
Yes, I am.
I'm a little
feisty. I'm a little feisty today, but I'm ready to go.
All right. We love it. All right. And today, Andy, it was a double dip for me. I did the Dan Patrick Show this morning with Doug Gottlieb, and I got plenty of energy, plenty of takes, and hot stuff for you. So we're going to have a good show here on The Odd Couple. As you know, Chris Broussard is off this week. We'll have a special guest filling in all week long. Tomorrow, a very special Odd Couple, Andy. My old radio partner, guy I did a radio show with for 10 years in Detroit, Mark the Man Wilson, will be sitting in your chair tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great as well.
I'll be listening.
No doubt. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. We got Ricky is our producer in for Rob G, who worked this morning with me on the Dan Patrick Show. Also, USC Chris is our engineer, and Monty Bolaños is at the anchor desk, and she'll keep us updated throughout the program. And coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll talk to Ephraim Salaam, of course, the former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. We'll get his takes on some good stuff in the NFL. So that's in the first hour. Hour number two, Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. So, Andy, he'll join us in hour number two. And hour number three, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. So Martin will stop by as well. So we have a lot to get to, a lot of good stuff. Talk some NBA, talk some Major League Baseball. Andy, me and you both love baseball. And,
yes,
of course, we start with the NFL. And let's start with Tom Brady. Of course, the season's coming to an end. The Bucs are still got a shot to make the playoffs. Haven't played well, Andy, for most of the season. To me, Tom Brady has been a total distraction to the Bucs. Took a 11-day vacation during training camp. During the season, he went to Robert Kraft's wedding. Missed a walkthrough. I mean, nobody does that. Even Bill Belichick didn't go to the wedding because, guess what? He had to work. He had a game plan for. But Brady did that. His whole divorce, very public, very ugly. Just a lot of stuff going on. And whether or not it affected the Bucs or not, it was definitely a distraction. I don't think there's any denying that. Would you say that?
Not only a distraction, but I think a distraction within the clubhouse, where I say that it's a distraction because there are other players saying, why is he going? Why does he get the pass? Although, you know, people will say he deserved it for what he's done. But again, you're on a team, and everybody should pull their weight, and obviously he wasn't. And I got to say that, yeah, he did miss that. He missed the walkthrough, and he went to the wedding. And that may have been simply because of the tension that was brewing with the wife.
Right.
Maybe he did that to please her, because I think if you would have asked him, he'd rather be at practice. I really believe that.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. But anyway, so it's only obvious. Tom Brady, of course, retired last offseason and then decided to unretire and come back, you know, after I think that he got Bruce Arians fired. I'm not sure if that's fact or not, but it seemed kind of strange that all of a sudden Bruce Arians was on his way out and then Tom Brady came back. Todd Bowles became the coach. So that's all speculation. It's not, you know, fact or anything, but it did seem weird. But anyway, Tom Brady, of course, was asked about retiring, and let's hear what he said.
If Gronk unretires again, does that kind of set the stage for your next unretirement?
Well, I think next time I decide to retire, that's it for me. So whenever that day comes, we'll figure it out.
Do you even contemplate that at this point?
I really don't. You know, I think what I really realized last year was, you know, you got to be really sure to do that. And, you know, for me, you know, it's a lot of people have kind of gone through a situation. I'm going to take my time whenever that time does come.
Hey, Tom, I got an answer for you. The time has come.
No.
Yes, it has. The time has come. And Andy, I'm dead serious when I say this. Nobody cares about the past resume. We all know that. We gave you the parades. Everybody gave you the accolades. You got all the money. You got everything that goes along with his resume. But either you're in or you're out. That's what Pat Riley used to say. And I think it's when it comes to teams, Andy, it's so true. Tom Brady showed that he's not all the way in, that it is about Tom Brady, that he did sacrifice team continuity and team spirit and asking people to put their all in, but he's not all the way in. And thirdly, his play has not been good. You saw the game against Arizona.
He came back.
You ready?
He did come. You know what? He had
seven passes of 5 yards or more. I mean, that's what he had in the game.
I will say this. Everything you say is true. But you could substitute the name Aaron Rodgers for Tom Brady. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is all in. How's that? And Aaron Rodgers is a lot more vocal than Tom Brady.
I disagree. When you break, Andy, you've covered football. You've been around football for a long time. Just give me the one example where a guy walked away from training camp for 11 days to go on vacation. Just give me.
You're right. That's crazy.
Okay.
Give me one. No, I can't.
Okay.
I don't recall any. I'll think.
Give me one where a guy left his team and missed a walkthrough for a game to go to a wedding during the season.
Okay, but whose fault is that? Yeah, he wanted to go. Where's management to put the clamps on and say, look, you're part of the team. You ain't going. You think he would have done that with Belichick? I don't think so.
No, that, you know, you don't think really? So. You know so it wouldn't have happened.
Of course. Because
Belichick didn't go to his own boss's wedding.
Right.
He didn't go to the Bob Kraft's wedding.
So
are
although we agree that it's wrong that he did that, where's the Tampa Bay management? Where's the coaching staff? Where's the GM?
I think Todd Bowles is also to blame. I don't disagree because it can't be about one guy. It has to be about all 53 guys. Well, it can't be. But anyway, Andy, I'm saying Tom Brady should retire. I know he's already given up his wife, and they got divorced, and she had enough. She thought he had retired at the end of last year. He pulled the okey-doke on her in reverse field, right. I'm guessing, speculating, that's all we can do. We don't know about their marriage, but I'm assuming there was other stuff, and that was the last straw. You know, like, it couldn't have been just over to being unretired, so I'm assuming there were other issues in their marriage. But anyway, that's that case. And this whole notion that now Tom Brady wants to jump from team to team that's set up so that he could go somewhere else where they could have a good offensive line, where they have a defense, and he could just kind of weasel his way in and then go win another championship. I think it's sick. I think it's twisted. I think he's demented. What else do you need to do to prove what? You won the Super Bowls, the six Super Bowls in New England, and then you went to Tampa Bay, and that team was set up, other than Jameis Winston's 30 interceptions, and jumped in there and helped to win a Super Bowl, and now that's what you want to do? You want to go displace Derek Carr, the Raiders, and get back with Josh McDaniels, or go to Miami and replace Tua, or go to San Francisco? Something's wrong here that Tom Brady needs to keep moving like a nomad.
That's what makes him great, Rob. That's what makes him head and shoulders, and that's why he's the GOAT. That's what makes him crazy. At 45 years of age, he still has the burning desire to compete. He's got the legacy. And honestly, if I had that legacy and I'm going out down the crapper right now with Tampa Bay, I don't want to leave that way. I don't want my legacy to be remembered playing for the Tampa Bay Bucks that maybe not making the playoffs. He's got the fire.
Michael
That's what
Jordan
makes him
played
better
for the Washington Wizards, and they didn't make the playoffs. Tell me how his legacy is tarnished. Come on, Andy. There's nothing that can tarnish Tom Brady's legacy already, other than them exposing them that the Patriots cheated his whole career. Whoa. Other than we having proof of that, what is going to change his legacy?
Forget nothing. The legacy. The legacy's there, and it's in bronze, and he's a first-time Hall of Fame ballot in, no doubt. But I'm telling you, there's more than legacy. It's pride. It's burning desire to show that he can still play. And I think he still can. You know, do you look at the stats in the NFL this year? You know he leads the league in attempts? He has 671 attempts, which is 37 more than Justin Herbert. Look what he's done in the last
five
games.
Sure, if you're just throwing the ball 5 yards.
He has to. He has no support mechanism. He has nothing there. And you could argue, say, he didn't have much better in New England. But he doesn't have anything there without an offensive line to protect him. He's got nothing. This last week against Arizona, 48 attempts, then 44, 55, 54 against New Orleans, 43 against Cleveland. You can't win like that. You do a statistic of quarterbacks that throw 35 or more times a game, I would promise you 9 out of 10 times that's a losing record.
So go and look at Patrick Mahomes. He threw almost 60 times in a game this year. That's the NFL. They don't use running backs for most teams.
Right.
All they do is throw the ball. Patrick Mahomes only threw 60 times. When Terry Bradshaw played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know what a 60 pass attempt would have represented? Two games.
2 or 3 weeks. You're right.
They throw the ball almost every down. It is ridiculous. So, Andy, you say that Tom Brady shouldn't retire, right?
Exactly. And I don't want him to. Yeah, I'm not saying it's good for the NFL or bad for the NFL. NFL will go on. I mean, there have been great guys that retired, and everybody thought the league would fold. There's a new breed right now. You got the Burrows, you got the Herberts, you got all the young guys out there, so the league will not go away. But as long as he could lift his arm and play the game and strap it up, I want to see him play.
I'm done. I've seen enough of Tom Brady. Take
but you
your
don't
ball
like him.
and go take your deflated ball and go home, Tom Brady. Enough already.
It's personal with you.
If you're not what's personal? I don't even know the guy. There's nothing personal with it. Like I'm tired of the act. I'm tired of the selfishness. I'm tired of doing what he wants to do, and that's not what's right for the rest of the team. And that's Tom Brady. That's what when you allow a guy to be selfish, you can turn a guy like Tom Brady, who was a great player and competitor, into a selfish SOB who only cares about himself. That's where he is, Andy. We want to hear from you.
Every athlete cares about himself. He's not different than anybody else. You name the athlete, I'll tell you, cares about himself.
I'll ask
Odell
you one
Beckham?
More time.
Odell Beckham doesn't care
I'll
about himself?
I'll ask you one more time. Yeah. Name a player who took 11 days off to go on vacation during training camp.
And I'll ask you, name me a coach or a manager.
Answer me one.
None, but you name me a coach or a manager that gave a player permission to do so.
I think Todd Bowles is, I thought it was a mistake. I think it's ridiculous.
It was weak for doing so. I really believe that.
We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Andy Furman here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker and radio legend Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, 877-996-6369. It's a simple conversation.
Yes, it
should is. Should Tom Brady call it quits after this season, or should he come back for more misery for the rest of the NFL?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Is that loaded? Okay.
It's loaded. Are you ready, though?
Yes, let's do it, Andy.
Okay. Adam from Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Adam?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I see points on both sides, of course. Tom Brady was a legend. However, I'm going to go with Rob. I think he is just going to be another distraction at another franchise, and he should probably just put the cleats up.
Plain and simple. Enough is enough. Come on, dude.
No, players. Oh, come on. Players will accept distractions if they win. And
but they're not winning.
Let them get in the playoffs.
Andy. Have you watched this team? Stop. You just said,
wait till they get in the playoffs.
Wait till Tom Brady gets in the playoffs. Do you know that he went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl between the first run and the second run? Stop it. He doesn't win a Super Bowl every year.
Of course. And no one does. No one does.
I know, but this whole notion, wait till they get in the playoffs. This is a bad football team.
No doubt.
It is.
And he's part of a bad football team. He knows it. All right. We move on. Emmett from Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Emmett?
Rob Parker and the GOAT of all out-of-context drops, Andy Furman. Happy holidays. How are you guys doing?
How are you?
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm doing great. Now, on this Tom Brady topic, you know, I kind of want to say he should put down the cleats, and it's not for the reason that I'm, you know, a Brady hater like Rob. I just think he's accomplished everything, guys. The last thing he wanted to do in his career was play till 45 years old. And after this season, that will be done. And in terms of the Buccaneers being a bad football team, I hear what you're saying about, you know, Brady going over, you know, doing what he's supposed to do, Rob. But we have to be real here. They lost lots of their offensive line. And to be honest, I don't even know if I buy all these rumors that Brady's going to go to another team in the offseason. I don't, because if you're the Niners, you'd rather have the young guy. I mean, look at the Niners with the young guy, and if, you know, maybe the Dolphins.
You say that now until the young guy flames out in the playoffs.
Who's the young guy? He hasn't even played.
No.
Broke his ankle.
You're talking about
Trey Lance, Jimmy G. You've got three quarterbacks. I'd rather have a guy who could develop into something over a guy who's going to play for 1 year. And who knows? You don't know, like, what his team's looking like, right? Like, he's 45 years old. He has a bad team. Who knows if he's regressing or if it's just a bad team?
I think Tom Brady wants to be carried off on a stretcher, and it could happen if he continues to go out there. He looks like a scared quarterback who doesn't want to be hit. All he does is prematurely throw the football like it's a hot potato because he doesn't want to get hit. And once you start
nobody wants to get hit.
No, but once you start doing that, you need to get out of the game. 877-99 on Fox.
OB in L.A. OB, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, OB?
Happy holidays, gentlemen. Rob,
Happy
I'm in
holidays.
Your favorite place. I'm in Vegas right now.
Really? Very, very nice. Very nice. Right. You know I love Vegas. Yes.
Yes, I do. So I'm going to say that Mr. Brady's got to go. He's ruined. If you think about how many lives he's ruined so far, not only his family, but Leftwich is probably shot as getting a job as head coach right now. Bowles is shot the next time when he gets fired. Don't tell me he doesn't have weapons. You're telling me that Evans and Godwin are not bad weapons. Those are better. He has better weapons than half the league. He has no protection.
You know what? I'm ready to barf. And if you were here, I probably would barf on you. And let me tell you why.
People here
say they want. Yeah, people say get rid of Brady, let him retire. But you want Deshaun Watson to play. I mean, come on, this guy's a pig.
That's totally different.
Well,
totally
it's
different.
Playing and non-playing. It's basically in the league or not.
No,
right?
That's totally
for whatever
different.
The reason.
Brady and Obi said it. Along the way, there will be collateral damage, and all right, Leftwich is a terrible coordinator. Oh my God, the Tampa Bay Bucks can't score in the red zone. Look how terrible they are. And then Todd Bowles, after this, they're going to be like, we don't want Todd Bowles. He let Tom Brady run amok in Tampa Bay. Why would I want that guy to run my clubhouse or my locker room? I'm telling you, there'll be collateral damage. 877-99 on Fox. Let's squeeze a few more in.
Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got for us, Joe?
Rob Parker, your hate for Tom Brady has reached now ridiculous level. It is laughable. It is. You know, this man has nothing more to prove in the NFL, especially to you. You have been hating Tom Brady since he was still in his prime. And even when he switched over to Tampa Bay, you were the first one to run up to the microphone and start hating on this man. And I wonder why. I don't know who made you the standard bearer for what Tom Brady can or can't do with his life. You're a public figure too, Rod. What if somebody were to come out on the airwaves and said, you know, that Rob Parker just doesn't have it anymore, and he should hang up the microphone. And with that, yeah. I'll let you.
Wow. All right. Wow. Hey, Joe, you could say that, and I get it. You would have the right. If you want to call up later on Trash Talking Tuesday and say I should retire, Andy, and I don't have any chops or I don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. Let's squeeze in a couple more, Andy. Let's
Bob Marley in New York.
You're I don't on know the if it's Bob, couple. But right,
oh.
There we go.
Oh, Marley, okay. You're on the odd couple. What do you got, Marley?
Hey, man, forget that last caller. I'm with you, Rob, man. We tried to throw the challenge flag on this because we're not jumping. We didn't jump offside. Brady did, okay? I mean, it's like this is the NFL. This is not wrestling. I mean, how many times are you going to revive The Undertaker to keep coming back? Come on.
What do you mean keep
day?
Coming back? Period. What did he do? He retired and came back.
He got the whole script going on like this wrestling. You know, is Vince McMahon involved with the NFL? No.
You're
come out of here.
Exactly. Oh,
he
they got here's
for
the story 44 line.
Days and came back.
Oh, yeah, he's
really.
Going to go back to New England. Oh, he's going to go to Miami. And oh, he's going to go
wait.
To... He's going to go
credit.
To the Raiders. Oh, he's going to go to the 49ers. Like, enough already.
But, Rob, to his
well,
credit,
what?
He's kept his mouth shut. He's not saying a word. It's his speculation like people like you, me, and everybody else. I give him credit. He's not said boo. He hasn't said a word. And people are killing him for stuff he never did. He retired 44 days and he came back. Big deal. And you know as well as I do, and you've been around great athletes, these guys have this psyche. They can't let it go. They still think they could do it. We saw Pete Rose do it in baseball. Yogi Berra did it. Remember? It was embarrassing when these guys... Willie Mays! It was embarrassing when he came back. But these guys can't let go. That's what they do.
One last guy. Let's get to one last call. With
Rob in Oregon, you're on The Odd Couple. What do you got, Rob?
Hey, I love the show, but Rob, stop it. You're wrong. Brady's done a lot for the league. We're not his judge. And
stop
let him
it.
Play. And Rob, I want to call you on something. I listened to the show for a number of years, and you bet if Brady won one more Super Bowl, you'd move to Mexico. And I don't see you moving to Mexico.
I went to Bob. I went to Cancun for the weekend. I did go for a little bit.
Oh,
but,
yeah. All right. Well, that's like close water. Enough, Rob. But hey, I think he does great for the league. You know, there's a lot of decadence in the National Football League, and we don't judge all the other players. Let him play until he walks away or he has to go. That's
all
my
right.
comment. But
yes,
appreciate the call. Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple, and thanks for the support. Don't forget Trash Talking Tuesday in the third hour of The Odd Couple today. You'll have about 30 or 40 seconds to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We love a Trash Talking Tuesday. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Ephraim Salaam, of course, the former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. But first, let's get you caught up with Monty Bolaños. Monty on a Trash Talking Tuesday. How are you?
Guys, I love this banter because, Rob, you are crazy, really, when it comes to Tom Brady.
I'm sure going to ask Andy.
I can't. And Andy's just handling it. I was like, yes, Andy, tell him. But I love hearing you talk about it because you just sound so crazy. You really, really do when it comes to Tom Brady. But I'm so happy to hang out with you guys on this Tuesday.
You know, Andy's a radio legend. My
yes.
God.
Oh, I know.
Cincinnati
such an
30
honor.
Years ago, it was
stop
just
it.
I mean, he hasn't changed his clothes in 4 days. I don't know about that, but
oh,
hey,
that.
Legend.
You caught it. That you remember. You don't remember the Tom Brady defense, but that you remember.
Yes.
You probably got a whiff of it from there, too.
Exactly. I'm glad you're in a different studio.
I don't know much.
Guys, we've got a full night of NBA games. Two going on right now. The Lakers taking on the Orlando Magic. Now, the Lakers have lost 4 in a row, and the Magic have won 8 out of their last 9. So this really is anybody's game.
LeBron put the ranch James, on the Lakers.
Yeah. LeBron James entered this game with 1,509 points against the Magic, which is the most by any opponent opponent in Magic history. So I'm expecting LeBron to go crazy. He's got 4 points right now, 3 assists, and the Lakers are leading the Magic 27-25 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. The other game we got going on are the hot 76ers, who have won 8 in a row. They're playing against the Wizards, who are not so hot. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Wizards do have a lead on the 76ers, 24-23. In NFL news, Titans running back Derrick Henry participated in only part of practice with a hip problem, but he did talk to the media. He said whatever they need, he's going to be ready for Thursday's game against the Cowboys. Cowboys linebacker Michael Parsons was limited at practice today with a hand injury. And Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion Ed Reed is a new head coach at Bethune-Cookman University for their football team. You
An
go,
HBCU.
Ed Reed.
Very nice.
Nice, right? And a little Major League Baseball news. Left-hander Rich Hill and the Pittsburgh Pirates are in agreement on a one-year, $8 million contract.
He's 42 years old.
He's actually going to be the oldest player in Major League Baseball this season.
Yeah, so much for rebuilding in Pittsburgh. These people have no idea what they're doing.
No, they do have an idea what they're doing. They're cashing that big check that the other owners send Pittsburgh every year.
Yeah, you're right.
The Texas Rangers and Nathan Eovaldi, right-hander, agreement, two-year, $34 million deal. Nathan Eovaldi pitched for the Red Sox. Yes, he did. Yes, he was with the World Series team in 2018. Back to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Monty. Yeah. We appreciate it. Yeah. All right. It is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Andy Furman coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in one of our regulars, one of our favorites, Ephraim Salaam, the former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. I don't hear his music, but maybe USC Chris doesn't know. No? Okay. Anyway, Ephraim Salaam,
hey man,
welcome.
I'm not coming on without my music, man. I don't know who you got working the board or what's
That's
going
right.
on
hey,
over
it's
there,
USC
man.
Chris, but I don't think he knows where Alex has your
protocol.
It's lack of respect. Yes, that's what it is.
It's all good.
That's what it feels like.
No, not at all.
He doesn't give me a script for anything.
Yeah, not at all. You're good. Ephraim, what's happening?
What's up, man? What's going on?
We're doing all right. Me and Andy just had a big fight over Tom Brady. I say, dude, if you're not going to be a part of this, if you're not going to be all the way in and missing camp and going to weddings during the season and being a distraction, just go home. Just enough already. He's doing collateral damage also, Ephraim. Todd Bowles, who's been undermined, and also Leftwich, who does anybody want him now as a head coach after the way the Bucs have performed?
Yeah, Marshall.
You know? So there's a lot of stuff going on. Where are you on Tom Brady as he turns 45 this offseason?
I said it at the beginning of the year, before the divorce, before any of that, I said, to me, it seems like Tom Brady is one foot in, one foot out. Now, Tom Brady is arguably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. His commitment level has been unparalleled over the years, which is why it prompted me to say that. Because when you do things like leave training camp for 11 days for a vacation or whatever that is, then to me, that's a red flag for someone who has been as dedicated as Tom Brady has been in the past. And we know what has come from that dedication. It just so happens that this year he leaves camp. He prematurely retires, comes back, leaves camp, and then all of a sudden he misses a team plane in the practice to go to his friend's wedding. Like, those type of things are red flags. Someone who's one foot in, one foot out. We've seen his marriage collapse. It has the divorce. To me, it just didn't seem like he was all in on either the marriage or football this year.
Ephraim, I got to say this. It's been a real pleasure, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to talk about this Tom Brady situation for a second. Take it to another level. I get it. I mean, you got to be all in, and you have to be part of a team, and if everybody's working out and going through walkthroughs, you got to be there. I don't care if you're the GOAT or not. But what's the difference between him not showing up for a vacation or a guy like Rob Gronkowski who misses the entire season and comes back for the playoff run? What's the difference then?
The quarterback position.
All right, okay. I buy that.
That's the difference. Rob Gronkowski can't throw the ball to himself. Gronkowski can't read the defenses and build a relationship with you know, new receivers, the offensive line. Rob Gronkowski has nothing to do with any of that. Rob, he's a tight end.
But he's still part of the team structure. He's still part of the team.
Yeah, I understand. But when you're the leader of the team, when so much of the team's success offensively falls on your shoulder, which it does on any team Tom Brady's on, then you have to be all in. Rob Gronkowski was able to be the only person in New England that had a personality. No one else spoke out or did the things that Rob Gronkowski did in the media because that's what Rob Gronkowski was able to do. That's a different level of responsibility than what Tom Brady had, even in New England. So, yeah, Rob can join the team tomorrow and be fine. But Tom Brady has to have, he would have had to been all in this season. They're going to mess around and limp their way into the playoffs. And it just, to me, it just didn't seem like this was the same Tom Brady we saw for the previous years.
Ephraim Salaam, of course, a former NFL offensive lineman and, of course, a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, joining us here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Josh McDaniels did not rule out the possibility of benching Derek Carr, who's had a bad season. The Raiders have had a bad season. And now there's speculation that, you know, they could, you know, not let him go in the offseason. He's due $33 million next year. Where are you on Derek Carr? He's had he's had interceptions in five straight games, tossing a nine interceptions since week 12. He's played poorly. Where are you on Derek Carr? What should the Raiders do?
I think what tends to happen in this league with quarterbacks is you continue to put makeup on something and think it'll get prettier. And this is one of those type of situations. We see it with Baker Mayfield. We see it with a bunch of quarterbacks who've had, you know, somewhat success. Carson Wentz, you continue to try to put makeup on it, but eventually what's ugly is ugly. And, you know, Derek Carr had early phenomenal years. The injury really set him back. He never really recaptured or regained what he had prior to the injury. And, you know, with all the weapons offensively that the Raiders have, it shouldn't be this hard, right? It shouldn't be this hard. And I think that's what the organization, I think that's what Josh Daniels is thinking. Like, with all of the assets that we have, it can't, with the running game, it shouldn't be this hard to be a serviceable quarterback, and it is. So with that, it's time to do something else. It's time to go a different direction.
Hey, Andy, you got one more question. We got about a minute.
Okay,
Ephraim.
I got a quickie for him.
Yep.
Ephraim, who do you credit for the growth of Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence? He seems to have turned the corner this year.
Oh, well, we know. It has to be the head coach, right? Because that experiment that they tried with the Urban Meyer experiment was a disaster. It was awful for Trevor Lawrence. It was awful for the team. And getting Doug Peterson in there, somebody who the trust, the knowledge, the wherewithal to be able to teach and to develop a young star quarterback, it's been like night and day. They have an opportunity to win that division and make the playoffs in Trevor Lawrence's second year, which I think they really will. They're playing extremely well together right now.
All right. He is Ephraim Salaam. Check him out, of course, on Fox Sports Radio on the weekend, the former NFL offensive lineman. Yes, in the new year, Ephraim, we'll have your music. Happy New Year to you. We appreciate you.
All right, brother. All right. You brother, stay safe.
All right. All right. Coming up next on the Odd Couple, a little Shekel City and, of course, Parker's Power NFL rankings. We'll do that and more. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, you know, we're going to talk about TireRack.com. TireRack.com, they love tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call away or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the decision guide. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Performance Hankook Ventus tire and the all-season Optimo lineup and the off-road capable Hankook Dyna Pro Light and truck and SUV tire. Now, ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. What a game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
That is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And guess what, Andy? What? It is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, BetMGM is a great place to put down a couple shekels if you're trying to make some moolah. Andy, last night, yours truly was 3-0. I scored the hat trick last night and felt good about it. Had the Chargers, had the Clippers, and I had the Pelicans. They all covered the spread.
You sweated with the Clippers, though. You were sweating a little bit.
Oh, of course. They needed overtime. They came back big time. That's how you win big money. You need games like that, Andy. You know that. But all right, here we go for tonight. I got the Lakers +3.5 at the Magic. I just think the Magic have won a lot of games. The Lakers have lost. It's time. The Lakers will win this game. I have the Sixers -4.5 at the Wizards. Sixers are playing good ball. Everybody's healthy. They're playing well. And I got the Grizzlies coming off that disaster on Christmas against the Warriors. I think they're -8.5, but they're playing the Suns. No Devin Booker. I like that a lot. So there you go. Lakers, Sixers, and Grizzlies. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Andy, we got another one. You ready?
Yep.
Time for Parker's Power NFL Rankings. Do we have the sound? We don't have the sound.
Ephraim has it.
All right, here
Ephraim
we go.
Ephraim Salam took it.
All right, okay, here we go. All right, number five, I have the San Francisco 49ers. I know they're 11-4, and it just seems like no matter who you plug in, they keep winning. They got the defense, but I have them at number 5. I have a little surprise here. A lot of people might have one team a little lower than them, but I like I have the 49ers at number 5.
Number 4.
Oh, there we go. Number 4. Number 4, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. I know people are like it. Yes, they're 13-2, but their quarterback, their catalyst is banged up. Jalen Hurts, we don't know what's going to happen here. Of course, they lost to the Cowboys. They only have 2 losses, but I'm going to drop them down to number 4.
Number 3.
Number 3, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're 12-3, and, you know, they just keep rolling. They keep winning. It's not always pretty, but they get it done. Only have 3 losses this season. And Patrick Mahomes has done some job without Tyreek Hill. But I just think there are 2 teams that are better than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Number 2.
The Cincinnati Bengals. I'm telling you, Andy, this is not a homer call because you're on the show today or because I worked in Cincinnati or because I lived in Southgate, Kentucky for 2 years. It has nothing to do with that. This team started 0-2 and 2-4. Andy, they're 11-4 now.
7 straight.
Joe Burrow has been fantastic.
The defense is not getting the credit it deserves because it's all Joe Burrow. That's right. What they say. But the defense is tremendous.
No doubt. I think they are number 2.
Number 1.
The Buffalo Bills.
Number 1.
Yeah, 12-3. And, you know, I know it's not perfect. They've had some lulls. But Andy, they're 12-3. This team, when they put it all together, it's pretty hard to stop. We saw they scored 72 points their first 2 games. They look like they're going to be unstoppable. But they're right on track. 12-3. Could have the best record in the AFC in the number 1 seed. So they're there. And I like Cincinnati as number 2. What do you think of those 5?
You know, it's funny because
I left the Cowboys out of the top 5.
Yeah, I hear you. But when you come down the stretch, week 16, 17, whatever it may be, people no longer look like who you won, who you beat. You know, because you look at the Bengals right now, they swept the putrid NFC South. Okay, but you could only beat the teams that are on your schedule. And I'm with you. I love the way they're playing, and they come from behind, and they got that it.
And they've beaten the Chiefs 3 times in 1 calendar year. Think about that, Andy.
Kansas City was the big, yes. I agree with you.
Yeah.
As long as they keep Joe Burrow upright, they'll do well.
Yeah, I like them a lot. We'll see what happens going forward with Kansas City. We're going to switch tables here coming up, and we're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk about the Cincinnati Royals. Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not, Cincinnati had a basketball team. So did Syracuse and Rochester, New York. Mm. But anyway, we will talk about the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant. We want to stick around for that because I think you guys all owe KD an apology, and you better call up and apologize to KD. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.